It's a download here at 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's time for the worst. Complain about the worst things in society for prizes. And we got good ones tonight. Convention tickets for the Blackhawks coming up. 312-981-7200. In studio, two worst regulars. That came out wrong.
It did.
So OG Elizabeth Gomez and Soli Santos, both members of the Kate Stand-Ups here in Chicago. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Soli, you got a big week this week. You're going to be on stage at Zany's, right?
Yes.
All the way tomorrow through Sunday. You're featuring for Jeff Dye and Damon Williams. Congratulations. Yes. That's
Thank
awesome.
You.
You're going to be on stage there. Elizabeth Gomez, you also have a show coming up, 20 by 2, July 27th. A great sort of literary performance show that's at the Virgin Hotel. And then also you've got the...
that's multimedia, right?
Okay.
Right, I like to brag about it.
I get to make a
PowerPoint show.
Do you have to?
I don't have to, but I have the option to.
Are you proficient?
No. It's just really three slides.
There's nothing better than slides.
And it starts
humor.
With the beginning and the end.
And they're the same ones.
Right.
The only one that changes is the middle one.
And that one just says media offline.
Yeah.
Screwed up right in the middle. All right, Elizabeth and Soli in studio. All right, let's start this week off with Pete Zimmerman, as we do every week here on The Worst. Pete, you want to kick it off?
You know what's the worst?
What's the worst, Pete?
Having to read the instructions.
For anything.
Don't like to do it. I just want to open an item and know how to use it.
Yeah.
He sounds like my dad.
Yeah. It's a peak dad but worse.
I'm with that though, because I feel like it's not. I feel like it's more like your millennial cousin, because dad would be like excited about the directions and like putting something together, but I feel like I'm not.
Yeah,
into
me
that.
Neither.
No.
I don't ever read the directions at all.
My father makes me read the directions and then tells me what it said.
When I get stuff from IKEA, I start just building it, and then when I get stuck,
but there are
that's
no directions with IKEA. It's
no,
just
there's
pictures.
Like little pictures. Yeah,
yeah, but that's not the same.
You just go fast. It's like a game. You turn the clock on. And you're like, build, build, build. What? Oh, this rectangle doesn't work. Now I'll check.
The worst part is then you have to take it back apart.
That's the worst.
You're like, oh, I didn't know that.
Have you ever put together anything from IKEA where you hadn't had to go backwards a step, by undo something to then put it together? It happens to me every time.
Every time.
Yeah, I think I've done that too.
Then I'd say IKEA directions are probably the worst.
Yeah.
Yes.
They should make it more interactive and fun so that we'll actually pay attention. It's that emotionless guy who's like always on the IKEA box.
What are you talking about? It's got English and Swedish. Like there's nothing cool.
So
there's nothing better than
so
Swedish.
Bilingual. Yeah.
And it is all pictures.
It is all pictures. You don't have to know how to speak English or Swedish.
What do you do with all those Allen wrenches?
I keep them.
There's so many Allen wrenches.
When you need a good Allen wrench. Elizabeth, what do you got for the worst?
You know what's been on my nerves lately is vague booking. I'm sure that's been an item that you guys have brought it up.
I saw an article that was in the maybe the New York Times that was all about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Elizabeth's bit.
That's what we've been I've been watching on Facebook lately these last few days. It's just been like people who are like, I've had a real bad day.
Don't ask about it, right?
Right. Or like, you know what? Friends who stab you in the back aren't friends. And I'm on the other side of the screen being like,
I'll bite.
Give me the names. I want to know when, where, and why.
Well, the worst is when you vague book and you say, I'm not going to name names, but you know who you are. Nah, you know what? I'll bite. You have to say it now.
Yeah, you have to.
At that point, you just hashtag their names.
Yeah. I feel like it's usually stand-ups that do that, and then they will reveal the people anyway.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You put the name of the person in the comments.
Right.
And that way you didn't really say it, but you did.
All right, Soli, what do you got for the worst?
The worst is when you're comfortably asleep in the middle of the night, and then you can't stay asleep because you got to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to get out of bed. And you can't fall back to sleep unless you go. Yeah. That's the worst.
I don't know. I just go with it. I mean, I'm not saying that.
You just like pee in your pants.
No, that's kind of what it's like.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't have a problem with getting up.
I have a problem with getting up. I don't want to get up. If I'm comfortable, I don't want to get up.
Well, plus she gets up at like 4 in the morning.
You don't have to remind me.
I know. You're out late and then up at 4
already,
in the
morning. Yes, I'm already past my bedtime.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Sully Santos, Elizabeth Gomez in studio tonight. All right, we've got a lot of great words that are already on the phone as well as in the text. We're going to get to them right after the first break here on The Download. Stay with us.
It's going down, y'all.
Elizabeth Gomez, Sully Santos in studio tonight. Two great stand-up comedians, storytellers, performance artists. Okay. Sully is going to be on stage tomorrow through Sunday at Zany's featuring for Jeff Dye and Damon Williams. Elizabeth will be at 20 by 2 on July 27th at the Virgin Hotels. Also doing a Drinkers with Writers Problem. That's your writers collective. And a Kate's ensemble, which you both are part of. A collaboration at Briskies coming up later in the month.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's get to, we got a lot of stuff. So let's get to Chris. Chris, what's the worst, Chris?
So I'll try and condense it. So I have back problems.
Okay.
I bought this cool memory foam mattress.
Okay.
Apparently, I would wake up for days with the left side of my body hanging over the side of the bed. And it was hurting me. So I went to urgent care saying, you know, my back is hurting because I wake up every morning and I'm half hanging off of it. She looks at me and she's like, she checks me out. I think you're having a stroke. I'm like, I'm not having a stroke. I just slept wrong. No, you're having a stroke. I'm sending you to the hospital to get a CT scan.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm calling an ambulance. I'm like, don't call an ambulance. I don't want to pay for it. I'm fine. I drove here. Everything. She's like, nope, I already called it. You can't cancel it. I'm leaving. She said, nope, we can't let you drive. Ambulance comes. I go in an ambulance. They're like, you don't look like someone that's having a stroke. I'm like, tell me about it. So I go to the hospital. I sit there in a bed for like 2 hours waiting for the CT scan. The doctor comes in. They're like, you're not having a stroke. I said, I told her that. I just slept wrong. They gave me Toradol and I left.
Oh, no. So let me guess. Can I guess? You got to pay for that ambulance, right?
Oh, I get this huge hospital bill.
Right.
So I called and explained to them. I told her I basically slept wrong. Can you give me some? I actually said, can you give me some Toradol in urgent care? No, you're having a stroke. What do they do after the ambulance ride and making me go to the hospital? They give me some Toradol. And I said, right after that, I was shopping at Target, driving around and everything.
No. That's
not something that you. And then after the dispute, didn't hear back. Today I get a letter saying you're going to collections if you don't pay it.
Oh, Chris, that's the worst.
That is the worst.
It's also pretty serious. Tough way to start the one. But thanks for the story, Chris. But that is the worst. I think I could probably do it quicker. You ready? I went to the doctor. They said I was having a stroke. I wasn't. They made me take an ambulance. I had to pay for that ambulance. That sucks. Right? It does suck. I'm with you. Right?
Yes.
I nailed it, right?
That was beautiful.
Except I think the urgent care part was important. Which urgent care did you go to?
I don't know. Oh. Okay. He's not there. Yeah.
He's not with us anymore. Yeah. Whoa.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, look at it this way, though. That might be a worst, but it's also the best because she didn't have a stroke. Right? I'm just giving silver
or
lining.
Or cancer.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't even in the equation, but good call, Elizabeth. Yeah. There you go. All right, ready? Here we go. Let's go to some of these worst. The worst is 708 says the worst is having to wait on tables outside when it feels like Africa World at the Brookfield Zoo.
What's Africa World?
Asia, like they have the sections with the gorillas. I think that's.
I think they just mean weather, like it's just hot.
Africa, it's hot, like it's damp.
Oh, maybe. Because don't they have tropical?
I've never been to Africa.
That's the wrong continent. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop.
You're really, really nailing it there, Sully.
It's not like a dry heat.
I'm so sleepy.
I don't. I guess it's the idea that they're saying it when it feels like. Because they say when it feels like Africa World. But I think what they're saying is it just feels like Africa. Africa World is. Would not feel anything different than Chicago.
The gorilla thing where it's like Tropic World Asia. I haven't been there in many years. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to take back everything I just said.
Yeah.
I also feel like Africa World would never feel like Africa because it's like a fake Africa world, right? Like it's fake Africa.
Yeah, right. I don't understand that at all.
So, well, sure.
Maybe what he wanted to say was when it feels like Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's better. That's better.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, of course.
There are a lot. I don't know what to say about half of these worst that are coming in as I'm scrolling through. I'm like, we got a real weird week. 773 says it worked. The water main broke in front of the house, came home to refrigerator, electricity shut off, all my groceries ruined.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks. okay, here's a good one. I think this is...
Wait, why is her refrigerator shut down?
Because the power was off.
Because of the water main?
Yeah. Mary saves us here. Ready? This is great.
Okay.
Mary
Come on,
says,
Mary.
This is great. The worst is when you're 46 years old. And mm-hmm. you realize you could have been a scientist if someone had have mentioned it earlier.
Oh! I've had those past thoughts. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no one mentioned that to me.
No one mentioned that as an option.
I've always wanted to be a food scientist. I didn't know that that was an option until my 30s.
I didn't realize being a lady fireman would have been an option. I would have done
what?
That. I totally would have done that.
You totally would have done that.
Yeah,
well.
Saved
lives. She would have just carried bodies.
Yeah. I would have.
312-981-7200. The phone number. We're playing the worst. The worst, 219 says, is when you're cooking dinner, you look down, think to yourself, oh, the saran wrap box is a little too close to the pot. I better move it. And you grab the saran wrap box only to discover that it's already smoldering and you melted an entire roll of saran wrap. Yeah, you guys really like that one. Wow, the judges love that one. Yes, and really nailed it on that one.
The smell.
I'll go ahead. Let me move on to the next one, guys.
That one was just too long to let's just pay attention to.
All right. Okay. These are all very specific. Like, this is, I mean, this is probably the best one so far of the six. Like, I'm getting a lot, like, you know, it's the worst of frying pan. Or, you know, it's the
Why
worst.
Why is the worst of frying pan?
The segment we do on Fridays with Steve Gadlin. Which is not the worst. It's the best. No,
I like
that
Steve.
All day. 312 says, the worst is when my dog dry humps the company. I guess that's a good one. That's where we're at right now. Oh, that's the winner. That's the leader right now. We've got the guy didn't have a stroke and he's got to pay for the ambulance. I melted the saran wrap.
You know what's worse than the dog humping the company is being that company.
Yeah.
Or worse is the company humping the dog.
Yeah, the company humping the dog would be bad too. But I
Sorry. Were you getting there? Did I just totally step on your punchline?
No, you did it.
No, she gave you a look like, no, that's not even a thing, but all right.
But that would be worse.
It would be. I'm not disagreeing.
I mean, what would you even say to your neighbor who's over at the house humping your dog?
Yeah, I mean, you get down. That's what you say. Get down.
No, you just
to your friend,
Steve.
You get a water.
Steve, get in the corner.
Get down.
You spray him with water.
Yeah. See, there we go. Here come the comedians.
We're back.
We're not giving you a lot of material tonight because listen to this. 773 says the worst is when you're turning 30 and you're filled with existential dread.
Oh. Welcome to the club, sister.
Hello. I'm like 30.
30.
I look back on 30. I'm like, you're the fetus. Get out of here. You get no sympathy from me.
30. I mean, really, is there any... I mean, I guess you put yourself in the shoes of someone who's 29, but I don't know if I had any existential dread turning 30.
No, I was on top of the world. Yeah. I was starting a roller derby league.
There you go.
I was leaving my ex-husband. It was amazing time.
Real strong time.
Yeah. I don't think getting old is like a bad thing, you know, unless you're like getting old to the point where you can't like take care of yourself
where
anymore.
You're
right.
Sleeping
like,
half the body is off the bed and they don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, being half off the bed's not so bad, but if you're half off the bed and pooping your pants.
Yeah, that's
that's where I feel like, right. Nah.
All right, let's keep going. The worst is when you buy your wedding dress, post your happiness to Facebook, and then your future in-laws get upset that they didn't feel included. This all happened last night. So.
You know. Who cares? So what?
I can't get any yes ands out of you guys. Yeah. You're bad judges tonight, man.
What? No, that's not true.
Don't make me put the pitchfork artist back on. I'll get the Lighthouser back on the phone. We'll finish up that convo.
Give us some good stories. So like wedding dresses. Yeah, I think the worst is probably just getting married.
I was just going to say, I'm like, you can avoid that problem. Don't get married.
Right.
Do what I did.
No one gets married anymore.
All right, good. You guys are
cohabitate
right.
until you're sick of each other, and then the one that doesn't own the property has to move out. That's what I've done.
You guys should have your own podcast, your own love podcast. Really
upgrade to a younger model.
Get a mortgage. Hey, that's what I did.
You did, and you did it well.
Thank you.
I've seen him. He's hot.
All right, there you go. All right, 815 says, the second day of my diet, I went to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, ordered an egg white sandwich, looked into the bag. When I got to work, it was a dozen chocolate donut holes.
I hope you
ate them.
They
gave me the wrong order. We don't know if they ate it or not, but that is the worst. If you're on a diet and you're like, I'm going to eat, although egg white sandwich at Dunkin' Donuts, probably not the best for a diet anyway.
I feel like no matter what you're doing, you shouldn't probably be in that line.
Yes. Yeah. McDonald's, you already took the step in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Well, Pete and I will go Dunkin' Donuts after 2 o'clock because they have the iced coffee that's a dollar.
Yeah. Do you get like the big jugs of them? Because they come in these huge...
Like a big gulp size?
Yeah.
Yeah, essentially. That's what they're offering for a dollar. Just trying to get rid of it.
I love the image of you and Pete like holding hands and going to yeah, Dunkin' Donuts.
That's it, yeah.
To every time like you guys alternate paying.
Yeah.
He yeah, yeah, because I had a $5 bill yeah, exactly. I needed to get rid of. It's actually nice when you get the medium coffee, right. But sometimes they run out of medium cups, so you get the and sometimes they're not really good about, they'll fill it to the rim for
they
you.
They forget that they're trying to, sometimes they'll go, okay, uh-huh. We're only going to fill this 3/4 of
right.
the because it's a medium, but then they're like, it's just fake. It's not even real. We're going to have the full thing.
You boys are living the dream.
We are.
The dream. If only one day.
The update from 815 who went through the drive-thru on their diet, the text is, I ate every one of them.
Good for you. Now she's my favorite.
There you go. Elizabeth Gomez, Soli Santos in studio tonight. We're playing the worst. 312-981-7200. We've got some great. I want to say. I just said in my head. I saw like 5 just pop up, and the one that popped up, I was just about to. We got some great texts like this, and I went, oh, the worst. You have gout and you stub your toe.
Oh, the worst is getting your stubbing your toe, but then on top of it with gout. Oh man.
There you go.
Oh. That's
all
bad.
Right. That's bad. All
that
right.
That was bad.
All right, let's hope for a more uplifting comedic second half of the worst, because right now it's just everyone is going, I got a personal problem.
Yes.
Let me put it on there. That's not good enough to win the convention ticket.
We need some general ones that we can play with.
There you go. Elizabeth said, there you go. Truer words never said here on the download. All right, we're playing the worst here on the download. 312-981-7200. Elizabeth Gomez, Soli Santos in studio tonight. We're complaining about the worst things in society for prizes. And we've got a pair of tickets to the 10th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel, July 21st through the 23rd. Give away a pair of tickets to that. And you know what? Let's get right back into it because we got some good stuff. Had a lot of texts tonight. Like we said, the first half, you guys, was like bummer central.
I don't think it was bummer. I just think it was specific. Oh. Like people weren't like, they were just being too.
It was like all
too,
about them, yeah. Their specific issue as opposed to, you know, it's the worst in society.
Yeah, because like how many times does a water main break for every, well, right. In Chicago.
Yeah, right.
That could be a very general one, actually.
All right, let's try this one. Ready? 773 says the worst is when you put the orange juice back on the shelf at the grocery, not over the yogurt to the left of it. Pick that up. Oh, okay, knock over the yogurt to the left of it. Pick that up. Bang your head against the shelving, and then the shelving unit falls.
So he's basically like, the worst is being clumsy. The worst is being just like a clumsy fool.
There's something really great about that.
It's like a sitcom scene.
Yeah, yeah, right?
It's like having your, it's like your PMS, like for women. No, I'm serious. Before women, like before their periods, we get real clumsy. That's like an actual symptom. Clumsiness.
Is it?
It's like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Explains so many years.
Yeah, like right before your period, you get sleepy.
I didn't know this.
Holy, oh no.
Yeah.
You get
sleepy and you drop everything.
I thought it was just me.
You know what I'm talking
and
about.
Having a lot
See?
Of head injuries as a child.
No.
I fell down the stairs many times as a child. I just figured that was what was happening.
Yeah. For some reason, not having babies makes us very accident prone.
Really? I guess so. Here you go. Oh.
Justin's like, I can't talk about periods.
I can't. I can talk about
Moving
it.
Moving on.
Nope.
That's so uncomfortable.
Do not
right
typecast
now
me.
The worst
I will talk
is
periods all night
when ladies start talking about their periods.
The worst is when you have those maxi wings that like folds up into your underwear and then the slides to the left. It's terrible.
All right. Now I can't. Now I'm done. Now I'm done. 224 will bring us back. The worst is when you spit your gum out your car window and end up stepping on it hours later in the parking lot.
How does that happen?
Who cares?
God, what is
it's not,
this?
It's not like it's not that hard to take it off.
Yeah, but if you step on it, it's probably bad to get off your foot.
You on know your what's foot the worst? Or your shoe?
Or your
shoe. You want to talk about gum problems? You know what the worst is? Being put in a headlock by your older brother and then him trying to shove gum, chewed up gum in your ear, but what? Instead it gets stuck in your hair.
No, that is
and
the
then
worst.
Your mom has to try to use peanut butter to take it out.
That's awful. How does peanut butter get gum out of your
my
hair?
My mother used
I've
that
always wanted to know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I guess it just clumps it up or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it just seems like more food in your hair.
Maybe that's the idea. It's the everyone sees the peanut butter and not the gum anymore.
Throw in some celery, some ants on the lawn with yeah a hair.
Exactly. 630 says the worst, and it happens all the time, is going to pick up a pizza, quickly racing it home and opening the box to realize it's the wrong pizza and you don't like the toppings at all.
Oh yeah. That is.
That does suck.
Yeah. 708 says the worst are baby shower games.
Yes. Oh my God. Do you know about the melted chocolate diaper game? It's the worst.
That sounds the worst.
Yeah, like there's something about like you melt chocolate in the baby diapers. Ugh, I can't remember the game. That's how much I hate the game. I don't even remember the rules.
I hate them so much. I don't go to baby showers.
You don't?
Good.
No, that's I try to find ways to avoid it. What do I want to go to that for?
They are awful.
What makes them awful? I mean, it's a gathering. You give gifts and...
No, it's the games.
I feel like you decided to have a baby. Why am I giving you a present?
That what, they should give you a
they
present?
They should give me a present for not having babies. How about
you
that?
You guys are out of control.
Congratulations for not bringing another yeah problem
where's
to the
party.
You know,
where's yes your party?
Yes.
Okay, we'll throw you a party. You want a party? We'll throw you a party, Soleil. It's not
I want gifts.
Deal. We'll give you gifts.
Can you give her some, dirty diapers?
I was going to say, it's no all going to be, like, diaper genies no and little onesies, but...
I don't want
you know
baby gifts.
Well, that's what a baby shower is.
I didn't say I wanted a baby shower. I wanted said not having a baby shower. That's a not having a baby shower.
Baby shower.
Yeah. Yes.
I also am tired of, like, life event parties. I'm tired yeah of going to them. I don't want to go to your bridal, like,
nope
your bachelorette party. I don't want to go to
They have horrible
your
games, too.
Yeah. I don't want to go to your, like, lingerie party
Why
before,
would I
your,
make
before
a
your wedding.
Why fake wedding dress out of toilet paper? Who yeah does that? All these ladies at bridal showers. That's the worst. Makes me angry.
Soleil's getting angry. I love it. Yeah, we'll have to figure out a party game for your not baby shower.
It'll be just like shots of tequila. Who can do them the fastest?
That's it, yeah. 214 says the worst young people who mock early bird specials. Wait till you get old and can't drive in the dark.
That one was awesome.
That one is awesome, actually. I like that one.
I personally love senior hour for dining.
Yeah. That sounds good. The worst is buying a pair of dress shoes, trying one on at the store. When it comes time to wear them, the other shoe is a size smaller. Oh,
I always check. I always check.
You do?
Yeah. That's what Famous Footwear is good for. They always check your shoes before you purchase.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's smart.
I know.
I guess you're supposed to do that. You pull
you
it out and you look
to,
at it. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it is your one job at the shoe store.
Yeah, right.
Because people aren't like, you know, back in the day, they used to put the shoes on your feet.
Right.
But now they're
now
just
you don't
like
have to do that either.
Yeah, now they're just like replenishing boxes and then checking the right shoe size before you check out.
As a former shoe store employee,
that's right,
I worked at the Foot Locker. I used to dominate the Foot Locker, the uniform. And somebody would ask for, say, you know, give me this in a 10, and you don't have a 10, but you want to make a sale. So you grab a 9.5 or a 9 or something, and you just bring it out to them, and they try it on. Like, yeah, this feels all right. And then you just don't say anything. You just
look at that. Tails from the Foot Locker.
Yeah. You know what's the worst?
The unauthorized
tricky
story.
Tricky shoe salesman.
Yeah.
Or when one's on display, it's kind of dirty. You just kind of sneak it in the box without them having giving it a look over. You know?
Yeah. Why is this one red? I'm like, hey, man, that's the style. One's red, one's black. That's the worst is splitting The worst is splitting your pants when you bend over to pick up a Cheeto.
A Cheeto.
A Cheeto.
I like that one.
There you go. All right. There's some nasty weather coming through right here in Michigan Avenue. Also a thunderstorm warning, just not the worst. It's going to be the worst. Thunderstorm warning for Kane County just coming across. And also you can see the lightning in the distance in Chicago, just let everybody know. 412 says, what is a baby shower? Okay, I don't even know. 916, the worst is when my boss ate all of my almonds that I left on my desk after I offered her one. The next day, she told me she was up all night with a horrible, explosive diarrhea screaming my name.
That's wow, what she gets.
Oh, they're almond rocas. What are rocas? R-O-C-A.
Oh, they're the chocolates with, like, the nougats in it.
Yeah.
You know, they come in the pink tins at Walgreens.
Nobody told her to eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of candy.
That's a lot of candy.
I think she needs to have a talk with her boss because that's a lot of candy.
That is. The 518 says the worst is when the husband announces we're pregnant. Really, dude? Are you planning to conceal carry? It's a gun reference somehow in there.
Because babies equal guns.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. the worst. Let's see. Here we go. Get into the store just as they're closing the doors. You can't charm your way in like you used to. But I just have one thing. And they're like, tough.
I think the opposite. I think when you're a person who's closing a store and that customer comes in and it's like, I just need one thing.
Yeah,
and then you're like, that person's the worst.
That person is the worst. 815 says the worst people buying scratch off tickets in the line at the gas station.
Because they're scratching off at the time. Like they get them and then they scratch them off.
Yeah. That's all it says. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not.
I hate anyone in a gas station, when you know the technology that has been provided to us, in which we can now use our debit cards and credit cards and slide something in it as one of the best inventions of all time at a gas station. Because having to go in there and stand behind someone who's not purchasing gas is the worst. When you stand there and they're like, let me get 7 of those scratch offs, and you guys have Mountain Dew, and I'm like, dude, I just want to put 10 on pump 4 and get out of here.
They should have two lines.
They should have two lines.
I always use the card at the pump for that.
You do? Yeah, see? Right?
But you know what I love is like across the border, like in Michigan, they have these instead of scratchers, they have these things called toppers. Toppers? Yeah. Tabs. Tabs.
Hey, Justin, you know what the worst is?
What's that?
When the news guy has to jump in with a weather update.
I get a little one, but what do you got?
A severe thunderstorm warning now issued by the National Weather Service for northern Kane County. This is in effect until about 11:15 tonight. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, half-dollar-size hail. Sleepy Hollow, West Dundee, St. Charles, Geneva, Bartlett, Wayne are all in the path of this storm. In fact, I'm looking at the radar right now. It's stretching from out over the lake into the north sections of Chicago, up into Winnetka, Highland Park, west into Mount Prospect, Rutland Township. You're all affected by this storm.
There you go. Thanks, Rob. Flash flood stuff too as well. So pay attention. That storm's, I think it's all of the counties pretty much through 11:15 tonight. All right, Elizabeth Gomez, Soli Santos in studio tonight. We're playing the worst, 312-981-7200. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will give away the tickets for the Blackhawks convention. Stay with us. All right, it's download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Soli Santos, Elizabeth Gomez in studio tonight. Soli's going to be at Zany's tomorrow through Sunday, featuring for Jeff Dye and Damon Williams. Elizabeth will be at 20 by 2 on July 27th at the Virgin Hotels. We are playing the worst, 312-981-7200. All right, you ready for an After Dark one?
Ooh, yeah,
it's pretty dumb, but here we go. 916, the worst was when my roommate was watching pornography on his tablet in his room. He accidentally hit the screen share button. And it showed on my smart TV where I was having dinner with my family.
Oh, no. I think the worst is that your roommate's watching porn while their family's over.
Yeah, right. Like,
even if it didn't show up, he's just like masturbating while your parents are eating turkey.
I'm going to go in the other room. It's like a Joe Montana sketch on Saturday Night Live in the 80s. Like, I'm going to go into my room and masturbate. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's been a long day. It's nice to see you, Mr. Jenkins. Miss Jenkins, I'm going to go ahead.
I'm going to turn in for the night.
You know what gets me really, really excited is when your parents are over.
In front of the, so they're watching dinner in front of the, or they're eating dinner while they're watching TV. Okay. The 312 says the worst is seeing dead people at viewings. No matter how many I've seen, they all look the same. Dead. What's the point?
Oh, looking at dead people at like funeral viewings.
Yeah, right.
At a wake.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's that is kind of the worst because they're dead.
Yeah. Okay. The worst 224 says the worst is putting on a wet one-piece bathing suit.
Why would you put that on?
Well, I mean, if it's wet and it's the only suit you have. Like if you went swimming and then you went took it off and you want to have to put it back on.
But why would it be the worst? Because you would just go back in the water. It's not like you're sitting around in the wet bathing suit.
You're just going to put it on it. Yeah, and just sit there.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to these.
You know.
That's one line. That's all that 224 gave. I don't know the situation.
We need more information, Justin Coffin. I think what's worse is like when you do an athletic event and your like sweat like accumulates in between your legs and then you have to like walk around in your like wet shorts.
Yeah.
Like around the gym.
I would say the idea of like for guys to have wet swimming trunks, like you get done and you try to dry off and it's still wet. And then you have to get in the car and you have to drive or do anything after that. It's the worst.
Why don't you just change your swimming
because
shorts?
Maybe you don't have another pair of shorts. Like
you don't have another pair of pants.
No.
Well, no, I think
because you drove there with this on and then you thought.
Well, that's happened. Yeah. I feel like that's happened at like the beach. Like you know,
thank you
go
you,
to the beach and then you,
but you have
leaving.
A car. Why don't you leave your shorts in the car?
Because maybe you didn't have
but
shorts
what
to begin
you
with.
If you put shorts
yeah.
on, but now you didn't have like you don't have like. You forgot, like, your underwear, so I guess you could go, you know, you could freestyle it, but, you know, or you wear the shorts
no,
and
no,
then
no.
they're
Soli,
all wet.
Thank you for the help, but I'll take it from here.
I know, I ruined it. I ruined it.
It's great for a minute. No, I'm just saying, like, if you showed up, like, a lot of times you'll already be in your swimming trunks, you go to swim, and you think, oh, yeah, I'll dry off because I'll just lay up at the pool or whatever it is. But then you don't, it's still damp, and then you have no, so then you the rest of the commute to where your next place, you have damp shorts on.
That's what I meant.
I still just don't understand why you wouldn't put shorts in there, in your car.
Because life sometimes is about spontaneity.
Thank you, Soli.
But it's not that spontaneous if you have to go and get the shorts. Like, you're gonna have to, at home, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to put on these swim shorts, and then take them to the beach.
All right. Kyle, what's the worst, Kyle?
Well, I think the worst is when you're in public and someone's using the cell phone, but they're using speakerphone.
You know what? You're gonna win tonight. That drives me crazy. And I was talking with Duffy too today about people. I could take you one further on that. FaceTime in public is now the new thing.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, when they're walking down the street,
talking, or worse. No, we're talking about like you're in line at Walgreens, and someone is FaceTiming while they're in a line with somebody and loud. And they can hear it. And you're just like, what are you doing? That's not any sort of, like, I'm trained. My generation is trained that if you call while I'm in line at Walgreens, I go, hey, what's up? Yeah, I can't talk. All right, cool. Bye. I'm not like, hey, like, I'm not FaceTiming to do. No one ever calls FaceTime to go, hey, what's up? How you doing? You're like, that's a thing you do for a while, right? Like, right. Hey, it's lazy. So, like, the idea you would do a FaceTime in a line at Walgreens, it's the worst.
That is the worst. I also think like speakerphone on CTA.
Yeah, that one.
Like,
last
why are you
week?
On
yeah.
the train with a speakerphone
no,
on?
No, last week I forgot what's the girl that calls in, really cute high school kid who always calls in. What's her name?
Jasmine.
Jasmine. She won because Jasmine said the worst is when people have their phones and they put the music on the train on speakerphone.
That's like the 80s version of the
right.
boombox.
That's what we were talking about. We're like, but there's headphones. You have determined that you want everyone to know the track that you're listening to. You're that freakazoid on the train that you're going to be like, I need everyone to know what I'm listening to. I'm going to put it on speakerphone. That's so dumb. It goes against the technology. The technology is designed for the headphones.
Not anymore, because right now they're like Bluetooth, right?
You can Bluetooth it. All right, I'm giving Kyle, you're a winner on that one. I'm going to, right away, stay on hold. That's a winner.
I agree.
Speakerphone, anyone talking, speakerphone, FaceTime. What has become of this country?
Get off of my lawn!
Right?
You know what? This is not exactly the same thing, but like an offshoot of like just cell phone and technology. I really hate when people leave me a voicemail.
Another
like,
great one,
why
yeah.
are you right. leaving me a voicemail? Now I got an extra step. I got to listen to right. the voicemail. I got to dump the voicemail. When all I'm going to do is call you back, I already know that's, you called. Your like phone number's on the phone.
It's only family members that do that.
No. I had a friend
your
do it recently.
Hey, Elizabeth.
I was just calling you because no. And I was like, you know what? You've broken all the rules of society right. today. Yeah. You do not leave voicemails.
No. 630 says, how about people using cell phones in the bathroom? Yeah. 815, the worst is actually sitting on a Metro train designated quiet car with someone who won't shut their phone on vibrate and they're texting constantly.
Texting
I agree
isn't
with
bad.
That. No.
No, you can text as no, much as you want. No.
If it's a quiet car.
It is completely silent.
No, that's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. Elizabeth, for your indignation there. False indignation. What they're saying is they have some alert that goes bing, bing. Every time they text.
Do they have that sound that when you hit the keys, it's like tick, 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 tick,
probably.
Tick, 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 tick. Ooh. Okay, now I'm mad.
Do them all.
I can watch you make that face all day.
I like that one. Okay. All right, this is a good one. Okay, I'm taking that one too.
Yeah.
All right, we've rounded it out. All right, we're done. You guys were semi-okay tonight. Soli Santos, Elizabeth Gomez. All right, so we're playing for prizes. We got a pair of tickets to the 10th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel on July 21st to the 23rd. Stop by, join our live broadcast on the 21st with Rokon and the 22nd with The Beat, all brought to you by Meijer, now offering home delivery across Chicagoland. Also, Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. So we're going to give 815 with the Metro train for any place that you're in where someone doesn't turn off the alerts to the text. This person, a Metro train designated quiet car with someone who won't shut their phone and put it on vibrate, and they are texting constantly. They get a pizza. Congratulations, 815. You got a pizza. Also, 214 tonight's going to get a pizza as well. The worst, young people who mock early bird specials, wait until you get old and can't drive in the dark.
That one's great. That's great.
And that probably would be number one, but we want to give Kyle, who called in, who talked about the speakerphone conversation. Kyle, you got a pair of tickets to the 10th Annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago Hotel, mostly because it's not just that, it's FaceTime, too. It's all of it.
Yeah.
You got me so riled up, so angry at the world. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Kyle. Right at the end of the show, too. I appreciate it.
Oh,
Soli Santos, she'll be on stage tomorrow through Sunday at Zany's. Elizabeth Gomez will be at the 20x2 literary show on July 27th at the Virgin Hotels. You guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank
Good
you.
Seeing you.
Thank you.